There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek. Tonight, we are coming from you safe and sound from my studio with other people. That's my way of doing segues and kind of hinting you into who we're talking to today. But Lee is with me, as always. Lee.
Hi, John. How are you? I'm seeing I'm not the lovely, the lively, the whatever-ly at this point after we've done. How many of these have we done?
I don't know. I honestly.
Yeah, you're not the jovial John either.
I frankly do not know. I actually cannot.
I have the calendars beside me, and I don't think I can count that high. So that
I don't know,
not
that
at
many.
This point. Not at this point, because you know what? It's how many days? Less than 10.
It's a 7 or
it's
6.
It's single digits.
It's a
count. Yeah. Know.
Depending on where you, how you count it, if you count beginning at midnight or whatever.
Yes.
We're so therefore you can figure it out that we just recorded this after talking to Joe at the con suite. Now he has lots of lines that show up at the con suite, so I'm sure that there has to be somebody there to hold them in place, right, Lee?
There does have to be people to hold them in place, because you know what? If those lines get rowdy, you got to make sure people are queuing up the right way. And in order to do that, you know what Dragon Con has? We have an amazing security group, and it's led by the man we're talking to today, and he is called Mad Dog. Literally, guys, that's what everybody knows him by. Mad Dog, how you doing? You are the director of con security. Woohoo!
Hey, glad to be here. Hi, Lee.
Hi. So, yeah, all right. So, first of all, how did you get the nickname Mad Dog? I always wanted to know, if you can tell me the story.
Basically, years ago when I first started working security, everyone had to have a nickname. And if you didn't choose a nickname, one would be assigned to you. Yeah, so it's like that. And it's like, I'll go by Mad Dog. And they looked at me like, I don't know if that's going to fit. By the end of the night, they said, yeah, that was a good choice there.
That was a good choice for you, man. You're good. You're good. Good to know. See, there we go. We got a story. So, what does the director of con security do? And how did you get to do this?
Basically, it involves a lot of walking, a lot of PR, and I think the only reason why I got the job was everyone left the room while I was asleep and woke up and was like, congratulations.
Congratulations, man. Here's your blue badge.
Basically, working years through security and just learning from various directors.
Very cool.
Now, how long have you been director of security?
I believe this would be my third year, I think.
Third year, okay. And so how long have you actually been on staff? I mean, when did you start doing staff, and how'd you get involved with Dragon Con in general? What was your first con?
My first Dragon Con, I believe, was in 1990.
Oh, all right.
After that, turns out most of the security staff I knew from other conventions. And by 91, I was on staff.
Wow.
And so by other conventions, how did you get started in fandom overall or sci-fi?
Basically, I was sitting at home watching the news, and they said, yeah, at one time I was living in Lafayette, Georgia, and the local news was showing a convention in Chattanooga called Chattacon.
Mm-hmm.
Gathering of freaks and geeks and, you know, blah, 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 and I'm going, those are my people. Those are my kind. I must go.
Those are my people. I have found my people. That's awesome. So what was your first fandom? I mean, were you like a Star Trek, Star Wars, G.I.
Yeah,
Joe?
Probably all the original classics, Star Trek, Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Battlestar.
Oh, Battlestar.
Wow.
Oh, the 80s Battlestar.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
No! Oh, that's a stick.
Just
other odds and ends.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So now, as security, let me just, we'll cut into this real quick. What are some of the things that people, that are common misconceptions about what being on security staff or being a part of the con security means?
A lot of the misconception I've been running into is people thinking that the majority of the staff is paid. Apparently, it's like, you do realize we're all volunteers, right? And you just get the deer in the headlight, looks like, wait a minute, you guys are doing this for free?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know one of the things, too, is that you know, security gets a bet. I mean, basically, you're the people that sometimes have to tell people no, and people don't like to hear no. And so they always get a bad rap, but you know, for me, one of the things about that I've always liked about security is that I don't think I've ever seen an incident personally at Dragon Con. And about, we were trying to do the calculation last time. I think I'm at about 11 cons so far here at Dragon Con, and I've never seen a fight break out. I've never seen anybody really get too rough and tumble, and it's I believe it's because A, the presence, but B, they keep everyone moving, and they don't you know, it's not a confrontational thing with the security folks.
Well, most of the times that I've run into, most people at the con, they're either short on sleep, extremely drunk, or lack of sleep, or a combination of all three, or two of the three.
Mm-hmm.
I've always told my staff that, it is like, look, we don't lay hands on anyone. Now, if they lay hands on you, well, then it's, you know, there's your invite to the party. But for the most part, it's like, guys, how much are you getting paid to do this? Nothing. So you want to roll around in the dirt with some drunk? Well, no, not really. You got a radio. Call for the people who do get paid to roll around in the dirt with some of these drunks.
Now, how does that work? Since you kind of brought that up, how does that work? I know that there are actual police officers that are pretty much around con a lot. How does that? Do you guys basically have a radio that you give the EMTs and the police officers to?
Every radio we just call into our ops center, basically, which is like our dispatch, and we can request for hotel presence, APD presence, and/or EMS.
Okay.
Pretty much all three services that I mentioned have a radio from our operational department.
So, for example, if someone actually happens to fall down and twist their ankle or break something, God forbid,
or you know, hurt their eye,
yes, poke their eye out with their patch, as someone may have, they can actually get, if there's a security personnel there, they can have them radio in and they'll get a hold of someone to get out there, correct?
Correct.
And actually, let me throw out something that was said during one of our first staff meetings this year, is that in last year at con, there were 13 arrests made in a 1 mile radius around the con. 13 arrests. Out of that, only one of them was a Dragon Con attendee. So, folks, we're not, you know, we are self-policing ourselves to a good extent. It's not perfect. We can always self-police a little better. But, you know, and I think also that we, as John, as you said, our security presence there, I've never seen a fight break out. No, and I've been going 14 years now, so.
The thing is, the major thing with our attendees, they are a non-violent, non-confrontational crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're there to have fun, to see fandom at its finest. And that's what we provide. The incidents of violence that may break out or, I can't think of the word for it, just foolery, as it were.
That may occur, yes.
Is usually by non-fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, as far as, though, for the Dragon Con crowd, what are some of the top, we'll call them violations, just for the sake of putting a term to it, violations of congoers that you do see? I mean, what are the rules that, if everyone just followed these rules, it would make everything a lot simpler for for everyone.
Yeah, considering the fact there's we cover such a wide variety of things, it's hard to place my finger on one thing. We always just like to tell people, look, eat, sleep, and bathe. Not in that order, but make sure you eat one of those three things each day.
All three of those things each day. No, sorry.
Yeah, correct.
Well, all three of those things each day. Well, I think, what are some of the things, though, I mean, that come up as a con that people ask you about security? I know, I think one of the biggest things I've read on the LJs and other things is, what can I and can't I bring, and what can I and can't I do?
Well, we do have a weapons policy, no weapons. Basically, you can't bring guns. I don't care if you are licensed. That's just way too much hassle and way too much of a danger for the general public and for yourself. Because there was an incident at the convention. I don't think anyone really heard about it, but it was during the startup of the convention. A bank was robbed.
Yep. Last year, wasn't it? Across the street,
correct.
Right? Yep.
I don't know if it was across the street, but in the very close to the convention, and the people who robbed the bank, they were in costume, and, well, let's be honest, people were already in costume on that first day, and they just blended into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Wow. It's actually kind of, that sounds like a plot that you'd hear in a movie theater.
And which you might see in a movie theater, that's right. Yeah, there you go. You were getting there.
All right, so no real weapons. What do you, because of course I've seen swords and guns and all sorts of things wandering around. Now, where do you draw the line on what's real and what's not real?
Anything that can fire a projectile.
Okay.
I've seen guys come in with, you know, sawed-off shotguns and saying, well, it's not loaded. And it's like, don't care. Take it back to your room. Put it away.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Does that include, I'm imagining not, but does that include the airsoft guns and things like that that have become fairly popular with props?
The airsoft guns we don't have a problem with,
mm-hmm.
you know, because usually those weapons are piece-bound.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Basically, they're zip-tied either to a holster or we zip-tie the trigger where it looks like, okay, even if you could fire it, we're going to make it where you can't fire it to the con, where people can just take one look and go, well, that weapon's pieced down.
Okay. Now, is that's the same for swords and such?
We piece bound into the scabbards.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten really, the general attendants have gotten really well to come straight to security at the beginning of con to get all their costume and piece bound.
Okay, and where would they find you if they needed to get that done? Is it any security office, or is it just the central one?
It's at any security office, either at the Hyatt in room 222 or at the Marriott M101.
Okay.
101, that's an awesome place. The other thing you guys do is you do help with crowd control. And this year we are working, we've talked about it a little bit more, but you guys are going to be working really closely with the hotels in the evenings with at least the two main, if not three main hotels. Can you give us a little more info on that?
Basically, we're going to be implementing a lockdown, basically, at a certain time in the evening. I believe it's 7 o'clock. All the hotels, the Marriott, the Hyatt, and I think possibly the Hilton, will be on lockdown status, meaning you will not be able to enter those hotels without either a hotel room key or a convention badge.
Mm-hmm.
This should eliminate a lot of the problems that we had last year due to the frat boy and footballers.
Yeah. Well, and it's not that we mind people being there. We want to make friends, too. But the point is, it becomes such a crowd, you can't move around. And then there are also security issues. As we said, we kind of police our own, but, you know, those aren't always our own. So that becomes the problem.
Basically, last year, the problem we had was, like I said, the frat boy and some of the football crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They came in playing, laughing at the, you know, the geeks, with the nerds. And, you know, there was some misconduct with him. Every incident that had happened was mainly non-convention goers. And when we finally talked to the hotels about, hey, look, shut down the doors. If you don't have a badge, you don't get an entry. Pretty much 99.9% of the incidents dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the hotels were like, there's nothing going on now. Nope, we can stop and take a breath and do all the paperwork from the incidents that we had 5 hours prior.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, because I guess I must be right, that last year was the first time that I actually saw that happen. I was on my way into the Marriott, and I'm like, well, why is everyone, and then there's people turning around, of course, and I was like, oh, okay, so they're doing this now. And I think it would have been Saturday night or something.
We have used the lockdown procedure in the past,
mm-hmm.
but since the Marriott went 24 hours and with the new sky bridges implemented, we discontinued using it. But then there has been a recent major upsurge in popularity with DragonCon thanks to the PBS documentary, mm-hmm. 4 Days of DragonCon.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
And now we have to go back to the lockdown procedures again.
Right. Well, I mean, sometimes when it's been done because it was a capacity thing. And so the fire marshal said you had to do it. And it's that's happened in years past. But this last year was the first time it was like, look, we can stop this if. Yeah. So.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, we, like you said, we do like to make friends. But the other thing is that we also paid to be there. And
yes.
The con is put on as a, you know, they can certainly go buy a badge if they really want to be in there. That's fine. But, you know, you'll also be asked to leave if you start stuff as well, too, correct?
Correct. Some of the problems we've had, though, it's just been not so much a crowd control issue. We've always had that underlying fact of the, as I like to call them, the looky-loos. Don't want to pay for a badge, but we just want to be a part of the party.
Right.
Uh-huh.
See, those have been, yeah, but the numbers were so down, it was like, say, like, for maybe 10 to 20 people for every 1,000. Mm-hmm. But now, with the documentary, I couldn't tell you how many times I heard when guys were getting criminal trespassing from the hotels, and the first words out of their mouths were, well, I saw the documentary, and I thought you guys would be a lot more welcoming than this. And it was like, we are. Did you buy a badge? No, but then we're not so welcoming.
We're not so welcoming, yeah. And actually, that's been, I mean, I think that's the other thing, too, is that, as you said, we bought a badge, we're paying to be there. And that's the other thing, too, is that we are, this is something that you do for fun. And you do because you want to be there and you want to enjoy it. And so, it does, you know, I don't want to have to put up with too many crazy, I mean, I want people to have fun, and you can get as crazy as you want to as long as you're having fun. It's when your fun becomes a pain in my ass that I'm pretty much done. I'm just like, I'm done. I don't want to, I'm sorry, that's it. You know, it's kind of this, the golden rule, do unto others and as you would have them do unto you. And this is just not, no, go away. We don't want you there. Sorry. No, be nice. Be polite. So, what would you say?
And use your common sense. Act like you've been out in public before.
Please, please. Just remember something. Well, it's actually as I told somebody once, but see, at DragonCon, it doesn't work. Is that when I worked with somebody one time and they came into work and I had to have this conversation. And I looked at them and I went, what would your grandmother say if she were here and you had shown up like this? And she was like, oh, I don't want my grandmother to know. I can't say that at Dragon Con because some of us, our grandmothers helped us make our costumes, so that doesn't really work. But so what, also with costumes, there are rules on what really makes a costume. Does security ever have to get into that or say, oh yeah, you might want to rethink that?
As long as all the naughty bits are covered, we're good.
Okay.
The ruling has always been, look, no butt cheeks until after 9 p.m.
No butt cheeks. I think that's a good rule of thumb, really. I like that rule of thumb. I do.
Because we talked it over and we figured it out. It's like, you know what, by 9 o'clock, most of the younger kids are already in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are out and about, there's not that many of them, and usually they're, you know, pretty much doing their own event someplace, either filking, gaming.
Yeah.
You know.
So, very cool. Okay.
So, cover the naughty bits and keep it till after 9
keep
o'clock.
It till, yeah. Okay. Keep it till Watershed, which is 9 o'clock for Dragon Con. There you go.
Yep.
All right. So you're security. So I know that you're working the whole time. You don't get a lot of time off. But maybe you're trying to set yourself up to be in a couple of rooms today to do the security for them. Who are some of the people that you hope to be, that you're setting yourself up to go to security for? Because you want to try to see those panels and make sure they run well.
Let's be clear. He does not do that.
He does not do that. But if he did.
If he could.
You know, that's a really hard one because I really don't look at the guest list anymore.
Okay.
Every now and then I'll see a name. It goes like, you know, I'll get a phone call or someone says, is it true that so-and-so's coming? Hold on, let me check the website. And, you know, part of me is a small percentage of me, say like maybe 10% of me is going, sweet, he's coming. 90% mm-hmm. of me goes like, oh, crap, that's going to be one hell of a crowd control issue. What are we going to place in that?
There you go. Oh, man, do you know how many more ropes I got to get so we can cue everybody up right?
Yeah, it's more like, oh, man, that line's going to be huge. Okay, where can I run this line out from which exit door? How am I going to keep the Fox Marshal happy this year?
Yeah, all right, there you go. So who are you thinking you're going to have that kind of crowd issue with then? Let's answer it that way.
Well, I believe we lost Nimoy, so now we just have Shatner.
Just got Shatner.
Yeah, no one wants to see him, so.
Oh,
a lot of the some of the bigger names of the Star Trek panel will probably have a large crowd for. I'm anticipating, I do believe we still got the two gentlemen that played in the Boondock Saints coming.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
I'm anticipating maybe just a little bit of a brew up with them.
Yep.
A crowd control issue with them.
And then you also have Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher. I forgot about her. That one is also definitely going to be a big crowd control issue.
Especially because this was her first year. I mean, I think that's the other thing, too. Even though it's going to be on DC TV, people, so you can watch it, but. Yeah, it is her first year, which I think is going to be a big deal on that one.
I love that Mad Dog is so focused on the crowds that he's just like, oh, yeah, there is that. That's probably,
oh, yeah, that's right.
In his mind, he's like, it's a Saturday at 10 o'clock. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, they said we're going to have about 2,500 people that were sitting in that room. So how many people got to get? Yeah, that's a big name, though. Yeah. That's going to be cool.
It's not so much the crowd themselves because we've gotten pretty much everybody trained. Unlike a certain unlike a certain large West Coast convention that I will not name.
Yeah,
We've gotten the crowds know to line up 1 hour prior to each panel, and everybody knows that we do full room clears. So there'll be nothing sitting just like, well, I sat through such and such just to see so and so's coming up next. Well, it's like, well, that's funny. I got like 3,000 people outside who waited in line for an hour to come in to see this individual.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, as a director, I work to help with that part. And it was really amazing to me. I had one person who, he just kept arguing with me. And I looked at him and I said, sir, you can leave the room or my next call will be to security. And he just went, oh, and then he huffed off. And I'm like, we do this for a reason. It's not fair to the other people who have been waiting. And it was really funny because I watched, he got in the room. Yeah. I knew that face. I was looking for him. I'm like, I'm going to find that face. Aha, he got in the room. And he did. He got in the room and he wasn't even in a bad seat.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
like I said, most attendees, like I said, either, hey, you need to eat a sandwich and drink some, you know, non-alcoholic liquids and take a nap every now and then. You'll feel a lot better on your disability.
You'll feel a lot better. You'll be much happier in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. And the room clear is, guys, it's a serious thing. We do clear the rooms. We do that as well. And the other thing your guys helped me with last year, Mad Dog, they were great about it, was the other issue is we are a con that does work with those who are differently abled. And if you need help for that, that's great. We will let you and one helper in, one assistant. That doesn't mean 12 people.
Keyword, one helper.
Right. One assistant, one support person. whatever term you want to use, won. Because I think that that was getting a little out of hand. People were like, oh, well, they're all with me. No. Because, again, it's not fair to the people that are waiting. And that's the issue there. Because we want to help people that are differently abled need to be able to get in there. And there are a lot of different issues, and we want to work on that. But then the other issue, as you said, is one person. And security really is – they're watching that, especially in the big rooms.
Try to make it fair for everybody. We're not doing this out of spite, because it's like
– right.
Because most people think, oh, yes, we enjoy getting yelled at by X number of people every day. My sole purpose for this convention was just to come down, just to piss you off. Do you know how long it took me to find you?
Actually, that's why you're more mad. You're even madder now, because it took you so long to find you. Anyway, so, you know, the other thing is, too, if everyone could remember this, and I know that security constantly reminds everyone, if you're in a thoroughfare, please keep moving. Please don't stop.
I beg of you. That is not the place to take a picture. Is not at the end of the escalator.
I swear that the security staff must be twitching every night hearing that in their sleep, because they have to keep repeating it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mad Dog. You're gonna say something.
Here's the problem. People either they stop the escalator thinking, oh, this is a great place to take a picture.
Oh, we're losing you a little bit. Hold on, Mad Dog.
Hold on.
We're losing you a little bit. Can you move your a little bit closer to the mic there?
I think it's the
reception
on the cell phone.
Oh, okay. No, you're better now. So anyway, you're saying that the problem is
people stopping on the escalator, because when someone says, oh, can I take a picture? Sure. Just don't come crying to medical because 30 people walked all over you while trying to get over the escalator, or when you get bumped from the escalator. The Sky Bridges is also not a place to stop and take pictures. And another thing, if you're on the Sky Bridge and you're trying to text someone or receive a text, step to the side, because I hate to say it, but there are some people out there who cannot walk and text at the same time and maintain a current speed.
And one of those would be me.
Lee.
I'm not going to lie. I'm outing myself right now. There's a reason my parents didn't name me Grace. If I tried to text and walk, I'd hurt more than just one eye. I'd have a black eye, a bloody nose, my knee'd be all skinned up. I'd have 20,000 fairy wings that had poked me in the face. It would just be bad. It's just not good. It's not good.
So, since you're on the we're on the Skybridge discussion, what is the policy there? You really shouldn't be stopping on the Skybridges either, correct?
Correct. I mean, they're not that wide to begin with. I mean, granted, on the Hyatt side, some areas are a little wider, but it's not a place that we made, you know, they made for attendees to hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, there are several hundreds of people using that to cross over as opposed to running across the street.
Which, by the way, By the way, how much easier has that made your life? I mean, the number of incidents from people falling down those stairs or just trying to get across the street has to have dropped off immensely.
No, not really.
Really?
No. And you know what's amazing? Because I talked to the EMTs the year I hurt my eye. And I said, oh, this has to be, you know, this has to be like a once in a lifetime thing. They're like, no, people put things in their eye most of the time. And I'm like, well, but I would think they fall down those stairs more. And they're like, you know what? Believe it or not, people are scared of those stairs. They hold on with a death grip to the railing. And I'm like, yeah, I am too. So, yeah. Not many people fall down those stairs. Now, this means you still need to be careful when you go up them, if you're going up them. Sorry.
It's not so much falling up or down the stairs. It's the simple fact that the crowd will probably trample you to death. That's what most people are worried about.
It's not the chirping. It's a stepping on that kills you.
It's the stepping on that will kill me. Yeah, that's a sad, sad thought, but true. Okay, so, Mad Dog, con is over. Con is over. All of us have gone away. We're all gone away. When does that mean your con is really over? And what do you do to wind down from con?
I sleep.
It is a common theme of all the directors.
After 5 days of working Dragon Con security, I sleep. I think last year's schedule was 36 on, 8 off, 36 back on.
Wow.
Then four off.
Wow.
I can't imagine it.
When does security report? When do you guys have to report? When do you guys get to check out?
Usually security reports, the official startup is on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But me and a few people are going to get there on Wednesday to set up our rooms and everything. And we don't check out till probably sometime late Monday night. That's when our load-in, load-out crew is finishing up in the dealer's room.
Okay, yeah, because you also have to stay there and guard the doors and everything else, correct?
We have a load-in, load-out crew to help the dealers with their merchandise.
Okay.
Prior to con and after con.
Wow.
Very cool.
So let me ask you, how many people are on your staff?
I know it's over 100.
Wow. I would imagine your staff is probably the largest out of the rest of the directors. I mean, except for, like, obviously the directors that are over the directors, but is that true? Is that fairly accurate?
It's probably one of the larger departments, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideally, we would need more people in a perfect world. In a perfect world, I would love to have like 300 or 400 people.
And that is actually always one of the areas, because people will say, you know, oh, I don't know where I want to volunteer. I got to say, a lot of people start volunteering either in registration or in security. And that's a great way to learn really what happens behind a con. And it's a lot of really good learning and a lot of interesting things. So, something to think about if you volunteer. Yeah?
Funny you say that, because every time I get new people who it's their first Dragon Con ever,
mm-hmm.
they say, well, I don't know what department I want to work in. It goes like, well, come work for security. And yep. I get the answer of, well, I don't know. No, security is the way you'll see a lot of the convention, because mm-hmm. you'll be assigned to different locations. And you'll see a lot of, you'll get to interact with a lot of different departments. It's not uncommon for me to sign a new person 1 year, then the following year goes like, hey, I found a department I'd like to transfer to. It's like, hey, so you found yourself a home. Yeah. It's like, all right, cool. Here you go. Next.
Yep. Well, and it is. I think that's a great way to learn the con. It really does. It really gives you kind of good oversight of what we do.
Yeah, it's a way to figure out, because sometimes if you just wander around, you may not find out that, what, you mean I could be on, like, for example, Trek staff? They're looking for a body, or, you know, literature?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many different tracks out there. Seems like every year when I hear of a new one, I'm going, how long have we had that?
Yeah, right. I can't even keep it. Well, that's what somebody says, like, how many fandom tracks? And I'm like, I think 39, over 30. That's the number I'm going with now, because I can't keep up with all of them. And actually, I'm happy I can't keep up with all of them, because that tells you how diverse Dragon Con can be. And we call them fandom tracks, but, you know, some of it's robotics or Electronic Frontiers Forum. I mean, that's not really a fandom, but it's a track at Dragon Con, and that's my kid will be at robotics. He builds robots. He does that now, and he loves doing it. So then he'll be in the Star Trek panel. So always good. So this is cool.
Well, we didn't get to ask you this question yet, which was
sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I didn't mean to skip a question. You go.
Oh, that's fine. If you could have three guests, living, fictional, whatever, who would they be? And who would you like to run security for, I guess, is what we're going to say.
Well, one member of my department said she would love to see Betty White attend Dragon Con.
Awesome.
I'm going to say, I think Ron Jeremy would be an interesting choice.
Nice.
You did not just say that.
It's an interesting choice.
Let me say that again. I think Ron Jeremy would be an interesting choice.
That's what I heard. Okay, keep going. I'm good.
You sure? You need
a
moment?
I have my moment. I'm good. Keep going.
And for the third one, I really don't know.
I like the Betty White idea.
I would like to see Betty White and Ron Jeremy in a panel together. Make sure I said panel together.
That's what you call those movies. Okay.
It's the car panels. I watched them for the story. The
I cannot believe you just said that.
Sure. You don't?
I don't know what you're talking about. So
they have writers.
I would love to see Betty White go up to somebody and go, "Sweetheart, I do not think that that is I can't." Because see, I can see Betty White doing two things. I can see her going up to somebody and going, "Wait a minute,
Mad Dog wants to say something."
Not right. And then going up to somebody and going, "Ooh, I want that outfit."
Lee, Mad Dog wants to say something.
Wait a second. All right, I don't know what other movies you've seen Ron Jeremy in. We're not going to get into that, but you got to remember he was in the Boondock Saints.
He was.
I forgot he was in Boondock Saints.
He's been in. So he could be on the Boondock Saints panel.
He has made the transfer to mainstream media.
That is true.
He has done a lot of bit parts. He's done some campy horror movies.
He has done some campy horror movies. I stand corrected. You are both right. I stand corrected. I admit that I was wrong.
He was in Crank High Voltage.
My surprise was incorrect. That I should not have been surprised.
What was the reason? What other movies have you seen him in, Leah, that we haven't?
Nothing.
He was in Ghostbusters for crying out loud, Lee. He was an extra in Ghostbusters. He was an extra in Ghostbusters. You didn't know that?
Where?
I did. That's where I listen. He was. I'm not kidding. He was.
I believe you. I'm just asking where, because I want to go and see that.
He was also in Orgasmo.
You're actually looking that up on IMDb right now,
no,
sir.
No, I know this. I know this off the top of my head. He was also in, hold on, let me see.
He can't read fast enough on IMDb. I can't name that.
Yeah. Somebody's playing with his little Android thing. All right. We need to end this now. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm punchy. It's bedtime. Oh, hush. Sleep.
All right.
Sleep.
So let me ask you: is there some place on the website or in the interwebs that people can find more information about security and about maybe about what the rules are and regulations are for DragonCon?
I believe it's somewhere on the DragonCon website. You just have to go to dragoncon.org. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's located somewhere in the website on the homepage.
You're going to make me do the work, aren't you? That's what you're saying, essentially.
And it is right there.
You
it's
look
actually
for it.
On the left side of the DragonCon page.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Yes.
What, John, you think I'm making this stuff up?
I would.
Sure,
I'd
why not?
I'll make him go up. The man who kept asking me for months, when is my schedule coming up? When's your schedule?
When's your schedule being released, Mad Dog? Oh, wait. You guys don't have to worry about that.
I just released my schedule Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Arrive.
Get your fuzzy butts on. We got to get work done. Get your fuzzy butts here.
All right. Well, Mad Dog, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And as always.
Thank you.
And as always, folks, remember, these guys don't get paid. They don't get paid. They're here to help you. They're not here to be a pain. Show them all the respect. Just listen to them. Also, they're not trying to be jerks. They're just trying to keep everything moving and let everyone have a good time. So be sure.
Oh, I'd also like to throw this out there, too.
Sure.
If you do have a problem with some of our security staff being overzealous or anything, please come to the main security ops in the Marriott in room M101, have the individual's name so we can correct their behavior. I have heard plenty of times in the past where it's like, well, one of your people were rude. Are you sure he was one of my people? Well, he said he was security. You know what? I could say I'm the Pope, but
but I'm not Catholic.
Security on his badge. Well, no. Do you know his name? Well, no. Well, do you have a description? Well, he was a geeky-looking fellow wearing all black. Can I get something a little more? I think he was white.
There we go. I think we're at right now about 13,000 of the convention goers. Right there. Right there with that description will get us about 13,000. So out of 40. Maybe 20.
So, yeah, if, like I said, if you have a problem with any security staff, please get their name. And to make sure, one, to make sure they're on security staff. So we can check our records with that name. He goes like, oh, okay, that's so-and-so. We will have a talk with that individual when he comes in.
And cool. I will also say, John, I'm helping you out right now. Security does have a Twitter. It is called security_DC. And you guys can follow them on your Twitters. Wee-hee. Twitter, 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 tweet, tweet.
Now, do you know if you guys will be updating that during the con or no?
Probably so. I really don't know because I don't handle the Twitter account. Because there was nothing I could tweet about that would be worth it. You know, what am I going to tweet? Oh my God, this idiot is irritating the hell out of me. I really need to find a reason to have him arrested.
No.
That might look bad.
That would look bad.
You might want to run your tweets through a filter first. Somebody else that's not as attached to the situation.
Certain situations, I really like to get out there, especially when somebody does something epically stupid.
Just to see it?
Well, not so much just to see it, but to let people know, hey, this behavior is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, if we catch you, you know, there's a process that we do that goes from us to the hotel to the law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you do something stupid enough, you will go to jail. And I will spread it far and wide that some individual, I will give no names, but it's like, yeah, some individual, for example, threw a bottle off the 20th floor inside of the Marriott. We caught the individual, we turned it over to them, and yeah, the Marriott's going to be pressing charges. And that's just an example, by the way.
Just hypothetically.
Just hypothetically.
The way security looks at it, you know, it's a lot easier to have one person mad at you than 40,000 people.
Right. Exactly.
There we go.
Well, you guys are doing the work of giants, so we really do appreciate it. And for every person that doesn't get trampled, I thank you. And so for Mad Dog, Lee, and the rest of the guys over at the Unique Geek, until Dragon Con, we're just less than a week away.
Oh, less than a week.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of the Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow the Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.